Coming up on My Retirement Clarity, it is a mailbag edition of the podcast. We got some great questions that came in from you, the listener. We're going to have Lee answer them coming up next.
Welcome to the My Retirement Clarity podcast, where our goal is simple: to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. The team at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management does this by helping good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And now, here's your host and financial advisor, Lee Perkins.
Well, glad to have you on the podcast. I'm Ben George with Lee Perkins. He is the owner and financial advisor at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management in Macon, Georgia. Lee, what's new today?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm excited about the mailbag episode. These are always fun. We've done three or four of these maybe in the past. And I always, when I do these, I'm like, man, I wish there was a way that I could take these calls live. But I guess that would be a radio show and not a podcast. So maybe not best for this format. But we will do our best to address these issues. And hopefully, every once in a while, we'll have people who've written in the questions and we've answered them here. Every once in a while, they will call back for some follow-up, and we've actually gotten a few clients from this, so pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we always appreciate hearing from people and always encourage you to reach out. Even if you have a question, if it's a simple question, you think it's a simple question, a basic question, but Lee's always happy to help you or point you in the right direction. You can get in touch 478-254-3550 or online. You can schedule a meeting with Lee if you prefer to do that and sit down with him for that first consultation. It's talkwithjlp.com. All right, so let's dive into the mailbag. Again, we have, I believe, six questions we'll try to get to today. We'll start with one from Stan. He says, I'm a police officer who was injured on the job, and I've been given medical retirement, so now I receive a monthly retirement check. However, I'm only 53 and feel that I need to keep earning money in some capacity because I don't think I'm in a position to be truly retired at this age. But I also think I'd have trouble finding work that pays me as much as I did on the force, so I'm not really sure how to approach this. What do you think,
Lee? Yeah, a lot of moving parts here, Stan. First of all, I don't know what your injury was that caused you to get the medical retirement, but thank you for your service. Man, it's such a thankless job, and every time I see a video of some of the things that you guys do, it's just tells me how you guys are wired, guys and ladies are wired differently, so I do appreciate it. So, yeah, it may be difficult for you to earn what you were earning as a police officer, but I don't know that you need to make full-time money doing what you're doing, given that you're getting a retirement check. This may be an opportunity for you to sort of shift gears altogether, maybe do something that you want to do, just something that you're maybe passionate about, not necessarily for the money, because you've sort of gotten, you know, you've got this retirement pension coming in at this early age. So almost kind of how during COVID, when people lost jobs, it gave them an opportunity to sort of start over. You're kind of in this same boat a little bit, but you got a little bit of a head start because you've got the medical retirement check. So, you know, I think for you, you just have to figure out if you're ready to be retired or not ready to be retired. And I'm talking about psychologically and mentally. That can be sometimes be as much of a hurdle as a financial decision of whether or not you're ready. So if you don't think you're financially ready, then I would find a place that maybe has a 401k that you can start putting back some money into, and hopefully that'll maybe help you play catch up a little bit until you feel like you're at an age, because 53 is young. I just turned 54, and I can't imagine right now me being 54 and being retired. So hopefully something will turn up. Hopefully something will, and you'll find something that you really like doing.
All right, thanks for that question. I'll echo that. Thanks for your service as well. All right, Dorothy's next. Says, we just had a new grandbaby who's probably going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of his life. My daughter would love to take time off work so she can be there with him, but their financial situation doesn't make that feasible. So we'd like to pitch in financially to give them some options, but we're not sure what the tax implications would be of just giving them money, not to mention how much we can afford to actually give them ourselves without jeopardizing our own retirement. So what do you suggest here?
Wow. We just had a good friend of ours go through this. They're our age, and their son had a premature baby and born at like 1.5 ounces. Mm. The kid is now 6 months, maybe 6 months old, healthy, growing. So what I would tell you, Dorothy, is that baby is the priority, especially if you think they're going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of his life. The baby's a priority, and I, if I'm you, I'm going to tell my daughter to do whatever she can do to take care of the baby, and if she can't get the time off work, that may mean that she has to step away from that job. I can't imagine they would want her to come to work every day knowing she's got a baby that's still in maybe ICU, you know, the NICU, like yeah. Our friend's baby was. So I would say do whatever you can do to take care of the baby. Now, as far as you helping your daughter out, now you can give $18,000 a year that is excluded from gift taxes. And so, but it sounds like maybe you're not sure if you're financially able to do that. So I think you just have to sort of, and I don't know if you're married or not, you and your husband, y'all just have to talk through your finances and see what you're able to do. And I think there are times where we make sacrifices of ourselves. And this might be one of those situations to where I would say, hey, if you're not sure you got the money to do it, what can you cut back on? I might give you permission to not contribute to your 401k for 6 months or so. Definitely not something that's going to take forever, because I don't want you to jeopardize too much of your future. But yeah, I'm probably all hands on deck right now to take care of this grandbaby. And I'm sure your daughter will appreciate whatever help you can give her.
Yeah, no question. Tough situation, Dorothy, but thank you for reaching out with your question today. All right, Rose is next and says, it seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I just end up talking myself into circles. For example, I have some tech stocks that I think I should sell, but I'll have to pay taxes if I do. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. So how do I stop talking in a circle and never making a decision?
Yeah, Rose, you are getting, you're getting too bogged down in everything. You mentioned about three different things right there. This is the classic case of paralysis by analysis. I think you need to just pick a lane and go with it. As far as answering a couple of questions you asked, the tax consequences, I don't know. Are they significant? If they're not, then sell it and move on to something else. If they are, can they be offset with losses from another position? So you got to know what you own and know what the consequences to making a change is. As far as your 401k, don't, like I said in the last episode that we recorded, don't try to time the markets. Just put your money in there systematically every pay period, and don't adjust. Don't try to adjust what you're buying because of what's going on in the news. The news is cyclical. Markets are cyclical. Your best weapon is your contributions, and just keep putting it in there. And the best strategy for you is going to be, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, your question whether or not you're too conservative or too aggressive, the best strategy that you can do is the one that you can live with in up markets and down markets.
Hey folks, Lee Perkins here. I wanted to tell you about our brand new book called Next Phase, How to Retire in a Year or Less Without Regrets. It's all about helping you prepare for the next phase of your life, whatever that looks like for you. So, if you're ready to make the most of your next phase, or if you're already retired and aren't sure you're doing all you can to get the most out of your retirement, then you'll want a copy of this book. All you have to do is text Next Phase to 478-475-2050, and we'll send you a copy right away. You can also access additional resources and register for one of our upcoming workshops at our website, www.myretirementclarity.com. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
We're going through some listener questions today on My Retirement Clarity. I have one here from Charles. I'm 79. I've been retired 10 years. I think I finally have peace of mind about our financial situation and don't worry about us running out of money anymore. But now I'm thinking that we're going to have a million or more that we never spend, and we don't have any kids. Should I just start spending a ton to make up for the last 10 years of pinching pennies? I have regrets about not traveling as much in the past decade.
Yeah, so Charles, you are waking up the same way that I see a lot of people wake up. They're early in retirement. They're so worried they're going to run out of money. And then at some point, the flip switches in their mind and they finally hit that realization that, hey, I'm not going to spend this. So I like that you are thinking, hey, should I you're kind of regretting not traveling. So you still have that opportunity. I don't know about your health or anything like that, but if you've mentioned it, then that means it's something that you are open to. I would absolutely do that. Enjoy that money, but don't spend it just to spend it because you feel like you're making up on that lost time. So don't buy stuff. I would rather you buy experiences and maybe figure out how you can use some of this money to be a blessing for other people. Can you buy some of those experiences for other people? Can you maybe partner with a charity like something like a Make-A-Wish Foundation or something where you could provide some really cool trips or experiences for people that may be facing some dire circumstances? I've got a buddy of mine who he buys beds for kids in his hometown. He's not from here, from his hometown that sleep on the floor. I think when I first heard about this, I was like, is that really a need? Huh. But if you were to go into any public school and just ask kids in the elementary school, maybe from pre-K to 6 years old, probably a 10-year-old's not going to probably tell you that they're sleeping on the kid on the floor, but little kids will. And it is amazing the number of people that kids that sleep on the floor because they don't have a bed or they share a bed with two or three siblings. And so this guy, that's how he's blessing people like this. And nobody even knows that he does it. Somebody else told me about it, but I think it's a great way for somebody to spend some extra money. So congratulations on accumulating what you've accumulated. And it is now time to go and live.
Yeah, that's cool. Find something that's close to you, means a lot to you, and make a difference with that money, and you can enjoy it probably even more than you ever would have just spending it too, right, Lee?
Exactly.
All right, a couple more questions here. Here's one from Daryl. It says, I'm 60 and I've been given two options at work. I can keep working and retire in 5 to 6 years with a pension, or I can retire now and take a severance package and a pension buyout. So how do I weigh these two options?
Man, Daryl, you've got a great opportunity here, and this is a decision that you are going to have to make based on what's most important to you. Is time more important to you, or are you okay with committing another 5 or 6 years of your life to the company? And I think, well, I'm not going to try to make this decision for you, but I will just tell you that more and more people nowadays that we see are making the decision to retire earlier because they've reached the point where they realize that their time is more valuable than their money. So the option to take a severance package and a pension buyout, that's a pretty common thing. How do you weigh your options? You can get a printout from your company that will show you what all the numbers look like and see how that changes your situation. And then ultimately, you have to determine whether or not you're financially able to step away from the paycheck right now. And the pension buyout could be the difference maker to help you. But yeah, and I would tell you, Daryl, this is one of those things where you probably need to sit down with somebody. I don't know where you live, but you feel free to call into our office, 478-254-3550, schedule a time to chat with me. And I'd be happy to walk you through this because your situation is very common and we see this all the time.
All right, Daryl, appreciate the question. Let's wrap it up with one more today here on the podcast from Karen, who says, I'm retiring at the end of the year and will have about 18 weeks of vacation days and sick leave that I'll get paid for. If my last paycheck is in December, all that payout will be included in this year's taxes. So should I wait an extra month and retire after the first of the year so that paycheck is counted in a different tax year?
Yeah, Karen, this is very common. I see people do exactly what you've proposed here. Instead of going out on December 31st, come out January the 15th or January 31st or whatever it is. So that could make a difference. I don't know that it's going to be a huge difference. You'll have to do the math in your situation to see what all that time works out to be and what difference it would make in your taxes. I have seen people make the decision to go ahead and make their retire date the end, you know, maybe the beginning of October or beginning of November, and then burn that leave. So basically they just don't go to work for the last 2 months of the year, and then they retire. But you know, their official retire date is December 31st, and there's no lump sum. So it's completely different. People do different things, and it all depends on the other moving parts in your financial situation. If you do take the lump sum buyout of everything, most of the time taxes are going to be over withheld. So, you know, let's say you're going to get $25,000 in vacation days, sick days, or whatever they pay you for. You're probably going to wind up seeing $16,000 to $17,000 of that. So typically they're going to over withhold taxes on that payout, and then you'll get it back come next tax time. So yeah, it's completely up to you, Karen. You just handle it however you think is best in your situation. But definitely do some tax work there on determining what the actual dollars wind up being.
Well, when you talk tax work, Lee, I know that it's always a good time to remind people that you still have your ticking tax time bomb book offer for anybody that wants to take advantage, correct?
Yes, exactly. So we use the same short code, the same phone number for the Diffuse books, just a short book on how you can prepare for the increasing taxes that we're going to face. We, by law, they're going to increase on January the 1st, 2026, and people are still sort of waiting, kicking the can down the road. So if you want to be proactive and you want a copy of this book, you can text the word Diffuse, D-E-F-U-S-E, to 478-475-2050, and we'll send you a copy.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for the questions today on the show. If you have anything, we'd love to hear from you. We'll try to feature on a future episode. We'll compile some more mailbags. But if you just want to talk with Lee directly, you can either call him at 478-254-3550 or log on talkwithjlp.com. You can schedule a meeting, find a time that works for you, pick a time off Lee's calendar, and you'll be ready to go. All right, Lee, thanks as always. I enjoyed going through this mailbag episode with you, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Ben. See you. Hey there, Lee Perkins here. If you're like a lot of folks, you've been listening to this podcast for a long time now. But I've got an important question for you. Have you implemented any of the ideas that we've discussed on the show? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? You know you're not getting any younger. So here's my challenge. Don't just consume the content. Our number one goal for this podcast is to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. So if you're ready to implement, take that first step today and visit www.talkwithjlp.com and schedule a 15-minute phone call with one of our advisors, and we'll help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement so you can enjoy the next phase of your life. Now is your time. Don't procrastinate any longer.
Investment advisory services are offered by J.L. Perkins Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor and insurance agency. Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified tax, legal, or investment professional before taking any action.